Have you guys heard? We've got an election going on. Apparently, it's a real nasty one. People have been saying some pretty shocking things up and down the 251 corridor.
Obama put racial issues back 50 years. And I hate to say it because we grew up with some of our best friends are black.
Sometimes striking up a conversation in a bar with a stranger isn't as much fun as it used to be.
In World War II, they stopped Japanese and they stopped Germans from entering the country. Why did they stop them? We were having trouble with Japan, trouble with Germany. Nobody comes in. They actually had camps.
We're in a war with them.
They had camps around for the Japanese to go to till things cooled off. Common sense.
It didn't feel good. Down the street, though, at a friendly Irish bar called Suds O'Hanahan's, two guys hanging out cheered me up quite a bit. Bob and Larry, longtime friends hashing things out over pints of Guinness and bowls of popcorn. Bob was from just down the road in South Beloit, which may as well be a whole different state.
I endorse Walker, which I'm an Illinois resident.
Okay.
But I think Rauner's doing the right thing. We have to balance the budget. We have to.
His drinking buddy Larry lives in the Wisconsin part of Beloit and couldn't disagree more.
Yeah, he's totally anti-union. He gutted the teachers' union, the police and firemen's union. You know, the no negotiation deal. And now we're looking for teachers, we're looking for everybody else, and nobody wants to be here.
Even though the bartender asked me to stop recording in about as nice a way as possible and insisted I stop bringing up politics in her bar, Bob and Larry told me they wouldn't let fundamental differences stand in the way of a long-standing friendship, or a good argument, either.
We can disagree.
Yeah, we can discuss this all day, but, you know,
I'm not going to change his mind, he's not going to change mine.
I was heartened by this strain of humanity underneath this election's ugliness. Down the road in Rockford, I encountered again this weird strain of xenophobia, along with a healthy dose of paranoia to go with it.
We all know the elections have been rigged in the past, and they're bound to be rigged in the future. Whoever was behind it has Hillary in their pocket.
It's true, the electorate does not seem to be in a forgiving mood, at least until it's their guy in need of some forgiving.
He wasn't a politician then, and I think it was a private conversation.
Meet Jane Doe and her friend, well, also Jane Doe. They didn't want me to use their names, but they were sipping mixed drinks at the iconic Mary's in Rockford, and both had spent the day listening to the audio that had just come out. It was, of course, Trump, their presidential choice, discussing the proper way to grope strangers. Lest you think the two young women were bothered by what they heard, I can disabuse you of that notion.
Everyone says things behind closed doors. I've said way worse things than what he said, so...
Her friend nodded in agreement.
I think Trump might have an opinion and he might be crazy, but I would rather have someone who's not afraid to say what they think, someone who is not swayed by money because he has his own.
My pub crawl continued south on Madison to TJ's, a great corner pub with a long bar, pool tables, and at least a couple of bartenders who don't mind if you lean your bicycle against a table if it's raining outside.
I'm not sure Obama did a lot for us, but I felt like he was more up to date with who we are.
John was a nice guy with a crew cut, and he was drinking an ice house. His companion was decidedly undecided.
I'm putting my life in their hands for the next 4 years, maybe 8 years, and I don't feel comfortable in that right now.
Neither one of them is
convinced
you. Okay.
No.
I ended this tour at Oasis, the happy little craft beer bar. I began to shake that dismaying feeling brought on by this election with the help of a delicious half-acre Viejo IPA or two. And that feeling was replaced by another, a light at the end of the tunnel feeling, a groovy kind of, hey, this thing's about to be over and we're all gonna still have to get along kind of feeling. I met Vanessa and Dennis, a young couple sitting by the gas fireplace, playing a chess set they had brought from home. A nice visual metaphor of the gamesmanship of this political season. Vanessa even seemed to have the jump on Dennis based on pawn arrangement. When I asked them what they liked least about the campaign, they both quickly answered, the candidates. Then we started talking about how great life would be once November 9th rolled around and the last votes were counted.
Like anywhere you go, you see rumors about Trump or Hillary and how people dislike them or like them. And I think it'll be nice that that'll kind of go away, hopefully.
Seeing fake ads and everything like that about trying to shame other people. It'd be nice just to get over that, move on.
Now, back at Mary's, a guy named CJ had said something similar.
I think I'll probably take it like a very quick breath and then just get ready for my news feed to be blown up with who is moving to what country and how the country's all going to fall apart because somebody didn't vote for this person.
But my favorite answer was a short thought from a guy named Don. When I asked him what he was looking forward to most after the election, he put both his arms in the air as though to signal a touchdown.
We'll get back to football.
That would be good. Okay.
Hey, how are the Bears doing? That ought to cheer me up. Well, this voter is done talking politics, but not talking. So next time you see me in the pub, come on over and let's talk about Jay Cutler. Or maybe not. For WNIJ, I'm Dan Libman.